Abishri for Godel Chirseinu, his son Nesik Abish Godel, you say it. We're Mispal every day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Tekei Abishri for our Chirus, and be son Nesik Abish Godel, you say it. The question is, these are two elements. Bison is the Kabbalah's Kodoseinu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a sign. We see it. Nes can mean a banner. Nes can mean a nes. But in either case, it's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows the way back. Then we go back. And we understand the Bison is Kabbalah's Kodoseinu. What's the Kabbalah Shri for Godel Chirseinu? Are we talking about the convincing Dumas Olam that to let us go? And Klal Yisrael is imprisoned in all sorts of Dumas Olam, and we need the Shefa to let them go. I don't think the Shefa affects Dumas Olam. I mean, you have a Shefa of Nes like the place of Yericho, but certainly not the Pashto Pshat, where we are imprisoned by Dumas Olam, enslaved by Dumas Olam, and now they have to let us go. How's the Shefa going to do that? If it's for us, then we have the son Nes HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to unfurl a banner and show us the way. The makor for Ki HaShefa being Chayrus, the Avur Nikula, is Yevil definitely. But Yevil makes a lot of sense. The Ki HaShefa of Yevil was first and foremost to tell us that it's the time for Yevil has come. It's sort of, I guess, an alarm clock of sorts. It's being Medea to Klal Yisrael to be Moshe Avodim. It's another very nice pshat. The Chinuch says that it's very, very difficult. We have to understand that in those days Avodim was your source of livelihood. They worked the fields. Everything we did was through Avodim. And the idea that we would let go of Avodim was very, very difficult. Everybody does it together. There's a certain chizuk from everybody doing it together. Those are ideas that make a lot of sense when you talk about Klal Yisrael. But Klal Yisrael really, really is hard to understand where that's coming from. The we have a chazal. It says that on Rosh Hashanah, Yosef was Yosef Beis Asurim. It says Rosh Hashanah was Yosef Beis Asurim. Rosh Hashanah Botla Avodah Avoseinu. So we know that there's a Chayrus. The Shofar of Rosh Hashanah has in itself a Chayrus of being Moitzi people from Avdus. Obviously, it's the Nyan D'Yoyim of Rosh Hashanah, and more specifically, it's the Nyan D'Yoyim because Shofar has in itself Chayrus. That's why even Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. And who we would expect difficult things to be mentioned, you know, Malach and Chafezun, Kolad Chazun, and so on. But of the Nyanim that Rosh Hashanah brings out that are positive, Chayrus and Geula are those. And it's obviously coming from the fact that Shefa is the instrument for Chayrus, which really deepens the question how Shefa is the Kli for Chayrus. I'd like to, I guess, move back a step and have us and get get a sense of the Musig of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing Chayrus, the Ula. We say that we have three brachas that start Shemon Esra. The first one is Avos. Third one is Kedusha, Ata Kodesh. The middle one is called Gevura, Ata Gibor Elohim Hashem. If we take a look at the type of Gevuros that are mentioned in that bracha, they are all not the Gevuros that are in common with human Gevuros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stronger, he fights wars, etc. These are all Gevuros that are unique to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The bracha itself is called Mechaye Mesim. Ata Gibor Elohim Hashem Mechaye Mesim Ata Rav Loshia. We have Kshamim. The Chazal say Kshamim are really they are beyond the teva of this world. We don't have a mahal from teva from shamim, gadol yemak shamim. It's something that is life giving. It's very, very essential. So, Nefila is something that's akin to Misa. Nefila is someone who is dead. So, Nefila, it says, so, Nefila, so, so, like, Tesuk Lokum, and Kimachalisa Linpol. Nefila is something which is Kerb the Misa, the Fua, and so on. So, all in Yanim that are very, very life essential. The one exception is Matir Asurim. Matir Asurim, that's the norm in battle. You have people get captured, they get held in prison, and the other army wins, it frees all the prisoners. So it's Maisim Hoyon. Whoever wins, opens up the jail, takes out its people, and puts in other people. This has always been. And so, since we don't praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu as Isa Muhammad, and the Kodesh Shamim, and so on, because those gevuras are not mechay mesim the gevuras, we get a sense that there's an inyan in matir asurim which is definitely on par with mechay mesim. It's something which is extraordinary. It's specific to Hashem Baruch Hu. What is matir asurim that a person has that it's something that requires a metzias of beyond. So let's learn through Gemara and Brachas, and we will get a sense of a different type, an Indian, the Indian of Avdus and Haters. The Gemara says, Reb Chiya ba'Abba cholash, Reb Chiya ba'Abba became sick. All the Gabe Reb Yechon came to visit him. Omelets, Reb Yechon asked him, Chavivin alech Yisurin, are you happy with the Yisurin? I don't want to. Omli, have the yodok. Give me a hand. You have the yodok. Baba stuck at him to hook me, and he lifted him up, and he became better. He was lifted him up metaphorically out of his illness. Rabbi Yechon cholash. Rabbi Yechon became ill. All the gaber chanina came in. Omli, chavim lo yisur. And he asked him, be happy, sir. Omle lehin leschar. Omle havli yadach. Give me a hand. Yavli yadach okme. Stuck out a hand, and he lifted him up. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Rabbi Yochanan was a big enough tzaddik to be able to cure the Chiya Ba'aba. So why did he need the Chanina to cure him? So the Gemara answers in a cloud. Amri. Ein chavush mata atzim beis asurim. No prisoner can free himself from jail. The understanding of it is, we live in a world. Let's give an example. If a person is in a jail, it's a self-enclosed. It's an enclosure that is self-contained, and within the enclosure the person is free, and anything outside of it the person is the person can't get out of it. The situation of being a beis asurim means I'm enclosed within a certain circle. And the klal is, by definition, if I'm enclosed, I can't get out. The only way to get out is somebody from outside the circle puts a hand in it and takes me out. But from within the circle, there's no way out of the circle. That's the musig of a lack of chayus. An avdus in the sense of a lack of chayrus, or somebody who's an asir, somebody who's a prisoner. So, on all levels, the Akash Baruch created a Metzias in the world where there's an Olam, there's a world, and there is a and then everything that's within a world is enclosed in it. It can do anything within that world. It can't get out of that world. And to get out, you need something from outside taking you and pulling you out. If we're to ask ourselves, if we're to take a look at and ask ourselves, what is that in Komas Adam? When we look at a person, not in terms of a person who's imprisoned by another person and so on, but let's ask ourselves in terms of a person's Metzias Basher Hushom, whatever person is. So let's take an example. Let's look at a person's various senses. A person's Re'iyah, a person's ability to see, it is a very powerful sense, and to us it gives the most clarity, and it's the one that makes us the most functional, really. But there's a disadvantage. When a person, for instance, is sleeping, sight doesn't affect a person, really. No matter, we'll post a big sign, you must wake up now. It's not going to help the person. The reason is because the person is not at this stage. There's no, as far as he's concerned, his senses are asleep. It's like a sleep phase in a computer, sleep mode. It's nothing is really actively working. Sleep is called Chevle Shena. It's chains of sleep. And basically a person lives in a much more constricted world when he's sleeping. And his own personal senses can't wake him up because he is he's asleep. And his senses are not in a receptive mode or in an active mode. But the one chush, the primary chush for waking the person is Shmiya. Kriyas HaGavar, the first bracha we make is that the Tarnagol wakes us up. As soon as the crack of dawn, the Tarnagol is up. The reason is because Shmiya is unique in that it is Shmiya is controlled by the outsider who talks into me and is able to use his power to lift me up from where I am. So when I'm sleeping, in a sense I'm in prison, none of my senses are working, and therefore reading, putting up a big sign, is not going to help me at all because I'm asleep. When someone talks into me, when someone talks to me, he's reaching into my Metzius from an outside world, and that's why he's able to reach me. That's physically when a person is sleeping. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us. That the handle, the left to the outside, the string that someone can pull on and with his koach wake me up is the koach HaShemiyah. It's true in a more ruchnistic way. Let's take the concept of tochacha. Tochacha is something that's a little bit hard to, you know, we all know what tochacha is and we understand how important it is, but how does tochacha work? If I didn't feel like doing something, I don't want to do something, what is the other person doing to me? If he's informing me that this is what Becky did, is usher, that's what he's doing, then that's not tochacha. That's information. That's yidia. So I'm missing, I didn't know what that halacha was, and someone comes to me and says, here, the Shabbos says this and this, you're not doing it right. So that's really a form of they're just giving me information, teaching me. If is the person arguing with me, a back and forth debate with whether I was morally right or wrong, or should I do it, should I not do it? No, that's not techacha. Techacha is not a, it's not a bikuach. It's, I come along and I say you're doing wrong. The answer is, techacha is the koyach of shmiya. My moral senses are asleep. My moral sensitivities are asleep. I'm not the, you know, sense, I have it in me. I theoretically don't like doing things that are wrong. I theoretically want to do things that are right, but they're in a sleep mode of some sort. If someone also comes in and tugs at them and says, how you talking that you're doing this, how you talking you're not doing that, he awakens in me those sensitivities, those kohos that are there but have gone into sleep mode. So I was in a beis hasurim, my moral self was in a beis hasurim, and I was awakened. It helps us understand a Gemara in Ksubis. The very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, how come a person's fingers, it's a Gemara in the Heyam Beis, the Gemara says that a person's shmia, a person's sense of listening, is very, very sensitive. And it says something about the ears, mipnei shehi nichvois tchila levar. They are the first ones to become burnt. They're very sensitive. So the Gemara says, that's why HaKadosh Baruch created the fingers with a tip, so that you can stick them into the ears, not the thing that's supposed to. That's why HaKadosh Baruch created the soft lobe of the ear, so you can stuff in the ear, and you won't hear things you should put out the ear. Fine. My question is, if the ears are so centered, let's look at the eyes. The eyes have eyelids that are built in that are super, super sensitive and reflexively flash out in an instant. It's true physically if there's something coming to your eye, Chas v'Shalom, or it's true also even if you desire to close them, it's basic close them. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the same thing in Shmia? Shmia is something which, if it's so sensitive, why do we have to go and take our fingers and stick the fingers in? And it's fine that we have fingers, but it requires a proactive act of going and sticking fingers into your ears. If it's so difficult, so sensitive, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu just make it the same way? That we need to just kind of, it would instantly shut. I would like to suggest the answer as follows. Because the most important thing for the ear is to be open to someone else. If we close reflexively, then someone couldn't come and wake us up. I'm talking about physically, I'm talking about ruchnistically. It's something where the most important part of the ear is that whenever we're busy, sunk in the chatoyim chas v'shalom, someone could come from the outside and yell and manipulate me and awaken my moral sense to do right. So I needed to have that available because that's the most important sense. Having said that, we also need to be aware that now we need to do an act to close off bad influences. But the single most important thing that we're going to do with it is making it available to the outsider to use to get in. The eyes, it's totally me, and therefore I don't need that. This is also an understanding of Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that it's, what is tochacha? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's in, Rabbeinu Yonah speaks in Shas Sheni, what are the things that motivate a person to do tshuva? So he says, a person has difficult times that come and sort of shakes up his self-confidence and he realizes, you know, that there's something wrong. But when, as a person gets older and he realizes the imminence of his demise and his years are progressing and so on, that is more a person to tshuva. And finally, the Dera Shlishi is, he says, Kasha Yishma Musa Chom V'mochichim. When a person hears Divrei Musa from a Chacham, or somebody who gives the Chacha, he should listen and be mekabel that to do what's right, to do what they tell him. And he says something remarkable. He says, the person who is mekabel to Chacha, in that way, he says like this. He says, it says on Vina Isha Zay says this person Berega Kotin Yotzim Afelor Godel, he's gone out from darkness to great light. He says the day that he makes up his mind that he's Mekabel Techacha, and that's all not he does it is Mekabel. Also the Yare Tshuva, he the Tshuva works for him. The Nepach Leish Acher, he becomes a different person. That's an incredible statement. He becomes a different person. What does it mean he becomes a different person? The answer is, I am trapped into myself. And I can never become better than I am because I'm myself. And I can patch, I can rearrange and be better than I am. But I can't become a different person. I'm stuck in the circle of self. But when someone reaches out from the outside, somebody who's a mechiyach, so now he takes me out into the bigger circle, into the other world. I become a different person instantly because now I'm not within the smaller concentric ring. I'm in the outside ring. That's the koach of shmiyah, where somebody else can reach in from the outside and pull me there. I want to go back a little bit to some of the points we raised. We spoke about the Cheres of the Shaifa, and we spoke about Cheres of Yevil and Kavah Shaifa Gadol. Let's think a minute. Why is the Eved Ivri, the Eved Nirtza, an Eved? He's not an Eved because the Odnes is Odin. That's not how it got started. It got started because he stood up once and said, Ahavtis Adoini, this Ishti Esbarai. This is, the person had a big world. He had his own life, his own family and everything. He stepped into a very small, constricted world and he said, this is the world I like. This is my world. Ahavtis, that's his Avdus. When a person, I would like to make a distinction, when a person is being forced at gunpoint, at constant gunpoint, to work for somebody, that's not a real effort. That's an onus. Every second he's being forced to work. But I wouldn't call the person's mitzvahs changed. It's when the person's sense of his environment is his mokum avdus that makes him into an effort. Because now his own mitzvahs is limited. That's enough. And that's why Tekam B'Sheifa Gadol Cheruseinu, when a person is so that's why on Yevil, the first thing we needed was to free the Eved. Freeing the Eved means that the Eved himself needed to say to himself, this is not me. It's very, very fascinating how Yevil worked. There would be a 10-day period where he'd be by the Adon, but he wouldn't be enslaved by him. And then there would be the Shofar would blow, and he would become and he would become a Chayrin. That was how it worked. And that Mitzias was something which it's sort of to emphasize that he's not an Eved because the Adon is his master. He's an Eved because he's in that place. The Tekiah Shofar brought him out and said, you are part of a much bigger world. This is not your the Ishti, this is not the Banayim, this is not your Adam. It was so the Kabbash of Rebbe was saying our tragedy of lack of Cheirus is not because the Umas Ha'olam are holding us at gunpoint. Rather it's because we are see ourselves as subsumed from asylum. We're part of their culture, their society, their materials. That makes us into a body. The Avdus and the Chayrus that we're talking about is Avdus and Chayrus in a very, very personal way. And that's why first we asked Ka B'Shefa God L'Chayruseinu, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu needs to blow a Shefa so that we wake up, somebody tells us this is not where we belong. Then a Kaddish Baruch Hu can unfurl a banner and say, this way to Yerushalayim, this way to Chayrus, then we go. Same thing with Yosef Beis Asur, Avoseinu, Batlav, Avoseinu. At the end of the day, the Golos, the lack of Chayrus in Mitzrayim, the Avdus, was because we were meant to shut them, because we saw ourselves as Mitzrayim. And that's why we had such a hard time shaking off, Nulan Rosh and Shuvah Mitzrayim, that because that was what our Mitzrayim had become. Rosh Hashanah is the day when Adam HaRishon was created. The events of Adam give us the sense of the koyach of dibur of shmiya in techacha versus the koach of a person seeing. It says Adam Rishon was chayte, and Adam Rishon ate das. He and Chava ate das. It says vatipokach ne'enei shnehem. Their eyes open up. They ate Netzah Das. They began to see. Vayeduk arumahim. They realize that they're erumim. They're unclothed. Vayisbu alei seina v'asam chaderis. So they made a belt of fig leaves. Now, the fig leaves, Rashi says, Chazal say, because since they sinned from the Taina, the Taina's leaves are big, they it covered them. Then it says, Vayishmes koil Hashem lakim ishalich bagon ruach hayoyim. Vayishabi ha'odom v'ishtem ne'ashem lakim ishalich hazina. They then heard the koil Hashem in the gan, and they ran to hide. Vayikah Hashem lakim ha'odom v'yem alayyeka. The two reactions. In the awareness that there are looming, Re'iyah did not take them out of the Metzias. Re'iyah was Mechayev. Okay, so we're here. So let's take, in our world of Te'ina, we'll make some tikkun. We'll take Dalei Te'ina, we'll make Chagreiros. That's what we do. But when they heard, but that's a very, very, imagine a chalonetz on somebody hits a parent and starts bleeding. Let's give an example. So, the reaction of, oh, I need to get something to staunch the bleeding and put a bandaid on, that reaction would be the reaction of the ear. I'm in a world where this is, I've become desensitized to it. And in my world, the question is now getting the bandaid to put a bandaid on. They just did the Aveira and the patch is, and what was the reaction? Okay, so this here we have a problem. Let's fix it. Dalei Teina. But when they heard the Koil Hashem is Halach Bagon, the Koil Hashem demanded Ayeko. Where are you? You've become a citizen of such a walled in world of hate, that you don't even realize it. The running away to hide is the understanding of where was it. The Koyach HaRiyah simply looked for an Eitzif where they were. They accepted the fact that they were Chaitim. They accepted the fact that they had just undermined the Bria at its core. And okay, so there's a problem, we'll deal with it. But that meant they had shrunk. It says Adam Rishon was the stature through the entire world. And when he sinned, the Kaddish Baruch Hu compressed him to a fraction of the size. He just lost it. And where are you? That was the difference between the Techacha of Koil and the Techacha of and simple Re'iyah. That Rosh Hashanah is the day when there's a, when this when the Kaddish Baruch Hu is Mashiach with Kleil, when there's when the Kaddish Baruch Hu gives each person his Teichacha, and therefore a person needs to hear that in Shaifa. The mile of Shaifa is we don't even need, we don't need to open our eyes, just need to take our fingers out of our ears. Techacha is a natural for someone on the outside to be able to give it to me for it to be effective. All it needs is that I don't close it, I can stop up my fingers. Techacha is the hesperus of Shaifa is a series of a whole different experience. It's exponentially different than the series of Ria. Ria is a series within the world that in my world to do better, but it never awakens in me the ability to do better exponentially, to see myself in an entirely different framework. Shaifa is a series because it's coming outside, because it's coming to this Nayim, because it's the ultimate Vaychir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For all the Chatorim that we tend to deal with by being Teifa Leiteinah, to hide our Eroi, Shaifa is something that awakens in the person Ayeka. It awakens in the person the sense of this is not the world you're supposed to be in. The world that you're occupying is so dark and so narrow and so filthy. That's not the world you're supposed to occupy. When we're able to hear the Kol Shaifa, when we allow the Kol Shaifa through and allow it to pull us out, we've begun the step of Chayrus. Kaba Shaifa, Gadol Chayrus Seinu. The big Shaifa brings about Chayrus at all levels, whether it's Pias HaMesim, whether it's Matar Asurim. Because Matar Asurim is like Pias HaMesim. Wherever a person is stuck, whatever little circle he's in, getting him out of it is an exponential leap of the type that it's not yesh miyesh, it's not what people can do ordinarily. We're talking about Matas Rim in the big picture. Matas Rim in the big picture is part of Chiyas HaMesim, Shomim, and so on. And in Shaifa you have the Sfula, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu every year calls out again to us. And when we realize where we are, who we are, what we are, where we've gone to, and understand that where we are is not where we belong to, we've taken the first step towards the Kaddish Baruch Hu.